question was asked in halakha if a person was supposed to say the beracha of ala mehya. So we open up and said Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, ala mehya, ala kalkala, v'atumat hasadeh, etc. He got to the end of the beracha, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem ala ha'aretz v'ala perot. Which means, he made a mistake at the end. Instead of being chotem ala mehya, he was chotem ala perot. Is he yotze or not? In order to understand the answer to this question, we have to ask another question that we discussed in the previous daily halakha. So let's say a person by mistake, when he was eating a mezonot item, piece of cake, and by mistake he made more pri adama on a piece of cake. Is he yotze or not? It's a big machloket on this subject. Some shitot say, you're not yotze, because it's not a peri. It's a mezonot already. It's wheat. It's flour. Flour is processed already. Other shitot told, no. Bottom line, where does the flour come from? The ground. So still you can call it peri adama. At least it's for sure adama. Peri is a question, but that's okay. If you said peri adama b'di'avad, it's okay. And that's really the way the Kaf Hayim is posik. In Kuf Samech Zayin, Ot Ayin Vav, that if somebody made a bore pri adama on a mezonot, b'di'avad, they are yotze. So once you learn that, you could apply the same law to the beracha harona, that if a person ate a mezonot, and he started the beracha v'ala mechya, and by mistake he said, Baruch Atah Hashem ala aretz, v'ala perot, so b'di'avad, certainly, because here he started off at least ala mechya, certainly in that case over there, we can say, b'di'avad, he'll be yotze. That's the way actually the Birkat Hashem rules in Helek Bet on page Resh Nun Tet. Mishita'a b'Birkat ala mechya, u'bimkom lachtom ala aretz v'ala mechya, chatam ala aretz v'ala perot, yatsa yedeh chovato. Again, we're using here the principles of Safek Berachot Lakel. Some shitot say it doesn't count, some shitot say it does work. In the case of a sefek, we employ sefek berachot leakel.